Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 11. This is letter number 3653, Baruch Hashem, dated the 20th of Tammuz, Tavshin Tezvah, Brooklyn. Havasig v'chosid, this is Menachem Yisrael Malov. So the Rebbe writes, Shalom Avracha. After such a long interruption, finally I got your letter dated Saturday night, in which you report about what's going on in the Yeshiva Achi Tmimim in Rishon Litzion, and also with regards to the putting in the cornerstone for the new building. And the Rebbe prays that from here on out, you should write regularly, Tmidim Kisidram, like all the time, and may the blessed Hashem succeed, that you should always have happy things to write about. Now, they wrote to the Rebbe about the expenses of the building. So the Rebbe said, in my view, you should utilize that now there's a lot of tourists coming to the Holy Land, and some of them come from the United States, and you should put an effort to bring them to Rishon LeZion to show them the beginning of the building and to persuade them that they should participate in the expense of the building. Whether immediately or at least they should give it to us over here, and I guess from here they will pass along to them. But get the people, show them what you're doing. Try to get them, the Rebbe is telling them how to raise the funds by bringing the people there, showing them and trying to convince them to participate either immediately or to give it over to the Rebbe's office. And the Rebbe says, this is not so, don't think that this is so impossible, that if you do it this way, you will be able to get an important part of the budget that is necessary for the building through this way. And the Rebbe says, okay, that does not conflict, that you should write in a formal way to the central yeshiva Toim Chit Mimim over here about a substantial support from the yeshiva over here. I mean, you try to raise your own money as well and have the tourists participate, show them, some of them from the United States, but also write formally to the central Lubavitch yeshiva and try to get a substantial support from the yeshiva, the central yeshiva. Now, he also asked the Rebbe, they wanted to send a fundraiser to South Africa. There were a lot of wealthy Jews in South Africa. They wanted to send a person, a shadar, to go raise money in South Africa for this purpose. So the Rebbe says, at this present time, there is already a fundraiser of the Toim Chit Mimim over here from the central Lubavitch Yeshiva. And for sure, he's still going to be there for several weeks. So the Rebbe says, I don't know if it's fitting that right next to him there should come another fundraiser from a Lubavitch institution. Especially that the fundraiser is also talking not only for the Lubavitch Yeshiva in Brooklyn, but also for the Yeshiva in Lod, which is also connected. So the Rebbe says, this is all to the, you're thinking, where are going to come, where are the funds going to come for the building? That's, for that approach, that, from that point of view. But the Rebbe says, practically speaking, we see vividly from the day Lubavitch activity started that in the end of the time, the means were found. The funds were found. And the matter was settled. As long as those who are dealing with this should not give up, should not soften their hands, and their conviction and their energy will not be weakened, you'll get it. This is the reality. The funds will be there. As long as you stay engaged and you don't become despondent, you don't become worried, and you don't trust, you don't think you can do it, you will get it, the funds. That's it. How lucky, the Rebbe says, your lot is that you're participating in this. And the Rebbe says that he prays that they should increase in their energy, in their efforts, and may the blessed Hashem add in his blessing in the success of this matter. And Rebbe ends with a bracha. So they were building a building in Rishon LeZion for the Yeshiva Chet Mimim, and the person, the Rebbe was guiding him how to raise the money. He asked the Rebbe. So the Rebbe, first of all, the Rebbe says, try to get the tourists to see and get them involved. Perhaps you'll get donations out of them. Also, write to the yeshiva over here. They should be giving you a substantial support. But the Rebbe says, sending now a fundraiser to South Africa seems a little bit not the right time. There is somebody there right now, and right next to him to send another person for a Chabad institution, it's not the same thing. But the Rebbe says, this is all because you're worried. But the Rebbe says, realistically speaking, we saw it vividly from the beginning of the activities that everything settled at the end. As long as you don't give up, as long as you stay focused, you stay strong, then the Rebbe says you will be successful.